From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The U.S. unemployment rate rose 0.1% to 9.8% last month. The Labor Department released its newest figures this morning. Economist Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says employers cut far more jobs than analysts had anticipated.
A loss of 263,000 jobs is disappointing, and obviously September was a weaker month for the overall economy than August was.
Most economists expect the unemployment rate to exceed 10% before it begins to drop, and the rate is much higher than that now if people who have accepted part-time work or stopped looking for jobs are included. Rescuers in the port city of Padang, Indonesia, are searching intensively for survivors of Tuesday's earthquake. The United Nations estimates more than 1,000 people have died. The BBC's Rachel Harvey has more from Padang.
The Indonesian authorities have made clear their priority is to continue the search for anyone who might still be alive under the rubble of collapsed buildings. But the longer time goes on, the more hope must begin to fade. Meanwhile, the rows of yellow body bags are growing ever longer. The main hospital has been badly damaged, and there isn't enough room to treat everyone inside. So tents have been turned into operating rooms and recovery wards. The plan is to set up a proper field hospital. The sooner, the better.
That's the BBC's Rachel Harvey in Padang, Indonesia. Tens of thousands of Filipinos are fleeing an approaching typhoon a week after another typhoon flooded the homes of millions of people in the Manila area and killed more than 300 people. The future direction of the European Union hangs in the balance today as Ireland's voters decide whether to ratify a key EU treaty. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Dublin.
The Lisbon Treaty is a massive document negotiated between the 27 members of the European Union. It provides a blueprint for growth and reform of the Union and for cooperation on issues such as climate change, human trafficking and energy security. The treaty cannot become law unless the Irish vote yes, but they've rejected the treaty once already last year. So important is the document to the future development and reform of the EU that the Irish were given concessions on various social and financial issues, and the treaty is now being presented again. In the year between the two votes, however, the Irish economy has stalled drastically. Observers say that may help those who want a yes vote, who've portrayed membership of the European Union as being an economic lifeline in difficult times. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Dublin.
Healthcare overhaul legislation is moving closer to a big advance in the Senate. Early today, Democrats made some last-minute changes to a bill in the Senate Finance Committee that would reduce the impact of new policies on working-class families. A final committee vote is expected early next week. This is NPR News. The H1N1 swine flu virus has established itself in the entire country. That's the word from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
There are now cases of swine flu in virtually all states. Shipments of vaccine have begun. By next Tuesday, 6 to 7 million doses of a nasal spray vaccine will have arrived at destinations determined by state health officials. Don't expect to be able to get vaccinated immediately. Much of the first batch is headed towards hospitals for healthcare workers to protect both them and their patients. And the nasal spray version is only for people aged 2 to 49. Doses of the injectable form are expected in days. Meanwhile, the Secretary of Health and Human Services has released 300,000 courses of the antiviral drug Tamiflu for use in children who are particularly hard hit by swine flu. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
President Obama met with the general commanding U.S. and allied troops in Afghanistan today. General Stanley McChrystal met with the president for about 25 minutes on Air Force One before Mr. Obama left Copenhagen. The president was there to pitch Chicago as the site for the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs did not divulge details of the conversation between McChrystal and the president, who is reviewing Afghanistan's strategy. But McChrystal has said insurgents in Afghanistan are gaining strength. He wants more troops to improve security for Afghan civilians until Afghan military and police forces are able to assume control by a target date of 2013. This is NPR News.